Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
A BetterHelp ad. Lewis Capaldi partnered with BetterHelp to get word out about how important therapy can be.
And I struggle most weeks to like get up, get myself up and ready and go to therapy or, you know, whatever. Like even like to open the laptop to talk to my therapist sometimes can be really difficult. But I do it because I realise how important it is for me to continue to feel good. Like, 'cause I felt the best I've felt in a long time through therapy.
Learn more about online therapy at betterhelp.com.
And we're back with another Grassroots Marketing here on CannabisRadio.com. We're back with a returning guest to the program. Was on with us back in May of last year to talk about his wonderful company, Custom Cones USA. And it was also on our Plant Profits program right around the time of MJ Biz. And we happened to catch him at another conference. He's at the Ventura County edition of the Hall of Flowers going right now and getting all set up. Just a refresher, let's go back to it. He's an accomplished entrepreneur, has started multiple companies in the e-commerce space. First business was started during college, worked with many Fortune 500 companies, including McDonald's, Facebook, Yelp, Zappos, Whole Foods, and UPS, among other places. We're going to talk to him today about a new campaign for the direct-to-consumer brand, Daysavers, the most compliant and tested rolling paper brand in the market. And the idea is launching the ultimate stoner dream job. Get paid to smoke weed as a cannabis content creator. So I'm here again with the co-founder of Custom Cones USA, Harrison Bard. Harrison, thanks for being on.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
This is an interesting concept. All right, so I know there's quite a few content creators out there on various platforms, whether it can be YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, more TikTok, and I would imagine everything else. I know that's where I go and see most of my content creators at. But I wanted to go and just get your take on this. So first of all, Daysavers is looking for passionate, hardworking content creators, writers, videographers, and social media gurus to earn money while doing something they're incredibly passionate about. And what you would do is the team would be joining you, all expenses paid, to top industry events like Outside Lands, Hall of Flowers, MJ BizCon, and Champs. Free samples of all the latest smoking accessories from Daysavers, Philip Blunt, Smoke Temple, and many other top brands. So Harrison, right off the bat, talk to me about the idea of Daysavers and putting this out here in terms of deciding to go ahead and get content creators to come on. Obviously, it's a very important marketing strategy. We've talked a lot about, you know, finding influencers to come on board. But at this point, you want to organically find someone that, I mean, what kind of a pedigree should they already have? You know, should they already have some kind of experience, or you just find someone that just would be the right person that can come in fresh off the bat and start creating content? Or does it need to be somebody that might already have a footprint in the space?
Yeah, so we're looking for someone that definitely has some cannabis industry experience, connections, network in the industry. And then a lot of people, when they cover the story, they do kind of paint the picture of you're just getting paid to smoke weed, and that's definitely not the case. It is a real job. So there's definitely an expectation that this person's going to be working full-time, creating content, going to events, networking, selling, everything like that. And then we're looking for someone that definitely has a strong grasp on social media. So maybe someone that's done social media management for a company, or maybe they've just done it for themselves and has been really successful putting out a personal brand and being a content creator. And then, yeah, we definitely want them to be comfortable behind the camera as well as in front of the camera, so that they could be in front of the camera making content, educating people about our products, you know, being an entertainer to some degree, as well as when they're at events, helping capture content of others. So sort of a jack of all trades in terms of like marketing. And we definitely want someone that has some amount of cannabis experience and connections, because that makes it way easier to know your way around the industry and have confidence to understand the product and connect with like true authentic cannabis consumers.
Now within Daysavers, you're looking to have a full-time team member to help with creative content. So doing social media content, blogs, Instagram photos, video reviews, TikToks, and more. Take me into the inside. Now, obviously, ultimate stoner dream job. There's all these different connotations and different things that can be thought of when it comes to who this could be. But what can you tell me about the criteria that you think you would need, that you need to look at, that makes a very qualified applicant?
Yeah, I think what's going to set someone apart is a degree of professionalism. So there's definitely a lot of content creators out there that consume a lot of cannabis and are not shy and, you know, documented on their personal page. But then it takes a special type of person to be able to market themselves, edit that content to really draw people in and stand apart and like create a personal brand and really just get themselves out there. So it's not enough to just love cannabis, number one. And then number two, you know, have been documenting that on your social media. We're looking for someone that has a strong grasp of social media, knows how to work it and maximize it. There's like a ton of nuances, especially at the cannabis company. There's so many rules and you can get shadow banned or blocked or deleted and stuff like that. So it definitely takes a degree of professionalism and expertise within the marketing wheelhouse.
Okay, so I want to go ahead and make this point, because I think this is when I look at where, you know, I'll put it like this. There was a show I remember not long ago where the show Disjointed that was on Netflix, right? And one of the things they had that was very, they made a point of, it was something about creating, there was a group that was kind of always joining into the store over there. That's the show with Kathy Bates. It was the lead in the cast of that particular show. And I remember one of the things they had was they had two characters. What was Dank and Debbie. And there was the idea of where they were customers to the store and they were content creators. And you saw them doing stuff like that, which is kind of the stereotypical, the narrative we've always seen about, you know, the typical cannabis, the stoner stereotype, right? Is that, if somebody came on board and say they kind of almost give you almost like a mirrored image of that, or do you feel like you need to find someone that's more of a disruptor, that is going to be more of a, just a game changer? They're not going to look like the stereotype. You maybe are not even looking for someone that even really fits that stereotype so much. They actually just give something more that's much more of a mainstream appeal. What do you say to that?
You know, I'm not even going into it looking for a type of person. It's more of just about the skills.
Okay.
There is a strong part about our brand about like science and education and truth and transparency. So, you know, I will say that the person has to be, you know, articulate and, you know, understand the science of rolling papers, the science of smoking, be able to, you know, bring truth. There's a lot of like myths and marketing gimmicks in the industry. So we want someone that's going to be confident and competent speaking about those type of things. But yeah, I'm not really, doesn't matter, you know, if they look or fit into that typical stoner stereotype, or they look totally different, young, old, male, female. Yeah, it doesn't matter at all. Really what makes the biggest, what makes people stand apart the most is their experience. So I do know there's a lot of people applying that have no experience and they're hoping that, you know, this could be like their first foyer into the cannabis industry. Unfortunately, it's not like an entry level job. That's why the salary is so high. Uh-huh. We're offering $70,420. Wow. Because it is a real job. There's real expectations. It is full time. And so, yeah, we're looking for someone that's proven themselves, and it could be for themselves or for a company. So they don't necessarily have to have work for a cannabis company, but they definitely would have to have established their own personal brands and really proven that, you know, they have been able to network with different media publications and get themselves out there, maximize their social media exposure to build their brand and get themselves out there, as well as just, you know, go to events and know people in the cannabis industry and you speak the same language as everyone else.
So for folks, you can go to daysavers.com, daysaver.com. And on the front page, you'll see where they're having the information about the ultimate stoner dream job and the applications put in therein. Now, when you finally get to the point where you get some applications already, obviously people are already applying right now. What can you tell me about those that have already applied so far? And in terms of the decision-making process, will there be any auditions that will be done prior to this? Like, what will be included or needed that you'll go through in the process to finally find the ultimate person that's going to be able to take this job and really be the best candidate?
Yeah, so we've had an overwhelming amount of applicants.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
So far, over 30,000 within the first couple days, which was way 30, beyond 30,000. Yeah,
30,000. So, that's a monster number. Wow.
Yeah. So I think, you know, the original plan was we were just going to go through it like a normal job application and look and screen everyone out. At this point, there's so many people that we're now having to figure out a different strategy. So there's definitely going to be multiple rounds and some sort of application or audition type of thing. So like the first step is going to be potentially that someone, you know, just proves that they're able to make content and that they have experience in that. Then I think we're going to send out samples of our products to people who pass that round, so then they can make a video, or just, you know, it's really up to them. It could be a creative video, it could be an educational video, something with our products. And then, you know, we're just going to continue to try to whittle down and then potentially look into some sort of like voting. So maybe get the finalists and put them up on our website and get help from the 30,000 people that applied and get people to vote to help us continue to narrow it down. And then ultimately, we do want to hire one full-time person, but totally open to hiring multiple freelance or part-time people. For example, I think the full-time person is going to be someone that is a content creator and passionate about social media, but we've had a ton of really talented journalists or bloggers also apply. And while they may not be the best fit, depending on all their other skills for the full-time role, still would want to work with them. So there's definitely going to be a bunch of other part-time or freelance opportunities for other people that are not going to get that full-time role.
And because of the fact you're offering some free time freelance roles, after the fact, tells me that you're seeing multiple candidates and you're seeing more than one qualified out of this 30,000 applicants that you're getting right now. So, you know, was it something that you just felt like that you needed to keep the door open, that even if you already have your full-time employee, when you get that person off the bat, that there were going to be others that you feel like, because of the expanse of how many people that applied to this, that you feel like you needed to go and keep yourself open to see if there's other people that obviously are going to be, maybe if it's not just for day savers, but like other people should just realize these wonderfully talented people you're going to bring on board that are like Swiss Army knives. They're so multi-talented, multi-skilled, that you want to be able to say, hey, you just did a great job of doing a recruiting process for what you needed, but obviously you only have so many slots open.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, exactly. There's just so many talented people out there. And, so many different types of talents. So like I mentioned, like journalists and bloggers, there's some people that are only photographers, where some people are more comfortable with videography. And then there's art direction and, you know, makeup design and, you know, that creative direction piece. So sometimes you need to assemble a team, and we need to get, you know, the creative director with the photographer and a videographer, plus a couple models who maybe don't have the most experience being social media creators, but are super talented in other ways. And so, yeah, totally open to having multiple people come in various capacities, from freelance or part-time. And then, of course, at least one full-time role, but potentially, depending on how our company continues to grow, it'd be good to have other people on hand for as we continue to grow to bring them on for full-time jobs as well.
Fantastic. I really appreciate you taking time out and telling us about this, Harrison. As always, we always like to, I got to give you a chance to go and talk about Daysavers itself and what you're doing right now in terms of the most compliant and tested rolling paper brand in the market. And of course, Custom Cones USA and all the work that you do. So take a minute to talk to listeners. Obviously you're at Hall of Flowers. You're going to be at other events, obviously. And for those that, you know, we'll be running into it on a future show or just get a chance to go to the website. Also customconesusa.com. Take a minute to go and talk about both brands there and let people know about what they should be looking at when they go to those sites.
Yeah. So Custom Cones USA is the leading pre-roll supplier for businesses. So Custom Cones USA is B2B. Daysavers is on the consumer side. But if you're a pre-roll manufacturer, if you're a pre-roll brand, if you're a co-packer, grower, or dispensary, doesn't matter if you're vertically integrated or not, Custom Cones USA is your one-stop shop for anything related to pre-rolls. So, of course, we have all of the unbranded pre-rolled cones, hemp-wrapped blunt cones. We can customize anything. We also have the widest variety in terms of glass filter tips, wood filter tips, flavored wooden tips, ceramic tips, and then different customization options in terms of cigar bands, full external wraps, regular printing on the crutch. We have all of the pre-roll machines, and we're experts in the entire manufacturing process. So whether you're just starting off and you need advice on the best set of equipment to get going, or you're scaling up, or you're ready for full automated pre-roll machinery, we have all the expertise and the machines available to get you from point A to B, as well as all the pre-roll packaging, pre-roll displays, the ways to merchandise and increase the visibility and sell-through rate of your pre-rolls in a dispensary setting. And then what really sets Custom Cones USA apart from the competition, besides the fact that we're the only company that really has expertise from the manufacturing to the pre-rolls to the packaging, is that we're the most compliant and that we test everything for heavy metals, pesticides, microbials, and for the widest amount of all of those things. And what we realized was this type of testing was non-existent on the consumer side. So cannabis is regulated on the state level, tobacco is regulated on the federal level, but then all of these smoking accessories like rolling papers, palm leaf blunts, hemp wrap blunts, as long as it's not filled with cannabis and as long as it's not a tobacco product, it kind of is in a gray area where it's not regulated by any governing body, either on the state or federal level. So there's no testing. So while the consumer may be going to the dispensary and making sure they're buying compliant, safe cannabis, then they go to the gas station or they order online, you know, blunt wraps, there's a chance that those have heavy metals, pesticides, microbials. There's no testing. There's no clear labeling restrictions or laws. And so we wanted to bring that level of compliance that we've been delivering for our business customers to consumers who deserve that equally, if not more, because at the end of the day, they're the end consumer. So Daysavers is our consumer brand of smoking accessories, all of the same cool, innovative products that we've been developing at Custom Cones USA, like the glass, the wood, the flavored wood, all those special type of hemp wraps and cones. We now bring to consumers with the added transparency that everything's tested, as well as we're just cutting down all of the marketing gimmicks. So, you know, people used to believe that rice papers were the best papers, and now it's come out that there's really not rice in them, and that was just a marketing gimmick. And then palm leaf blunts, that was became really popular as a tobacco alternative. You know, they're not even palm leaves, and then those have been failing for heavy metals, pesticides, and microbials all across the country as cannabis companies have been using them. And cannabis companies that use them realize they fail because then they're filling them with weed and get them tested before they can bring them to a dispensary. But consumers don't have that same luxury because they don't have to bring them to a place to get tested. The manufacturer is not testing them. So it's only after the fact that cannabis companies are buying them off the shelf and then using them that people are realizing that these products are harmful. So we're just trying to educate people and bring safe products to market that match the safety and the level of testing that the cannabis is being held to, which I think consumers just have the assumption that they're like that. But at the end of the day, there's really no governing body that's testing and holding people accountable. So we set off to do that ourselves with Daysavers.
So once again, been joined with the co-founder of Custom Cones USA, CustomConesUSA.com, and Daysavers.com, Harrison Bard. Thanks again for joining us. Really appreciate you taking time out.
Yeah, thanks so much. And for anyone interested that the Day Savers Ultimate Stoner Dream Job, definitely just check out our website, daysavers.com. Despite us having over 30,000 applicants already, please do continue to apply. But remember, it is a real job. You're not just getting paid to smoke weed, but you're getting paid to smoke weed and be a creative marketer, do social media, content creation, all that. But we are still looking for really qualified people. So if you're qualified, definitely apply. If you know a friend, share, send it to them, tag them. But please do visit us at daysavers.com and reach out.
Not too late. Arison, thanks so much.
Awesome. Thanks so much. Have a good rest of your day.
You too. Take care.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.